Greatest audience in the nation. I am not Bob Enyart, the nation's most effective self-proclaimed right-wing religious fanatic, homophobic, anti-choice talk show host, and the pastor of Denver Bible Church. I am Doug McBurney, sitting in and honored to do so. Thank you so very much, Bob, although I know Bob's not listening because Bob is on a mission for personhood in Colorado. And I've got some personhood news that I'll get to in a few minutes that will let you in our Colorado audience know how particularly effective Bob and the personhood cohort has been here in Colorado, and why we really do live in a pretty special and blessed place. And we will get to that. But first, the big news of the day, Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, the so-called president of Iran, has said that Osama bin Laden... Here's what Mahmoud Ahmadinejad has to say. He says Osama bin Laden is not holed up in a damp cave in the Middle East, but is probably holed up somewhere in Washington, D.C. That's what Mahmoud Ahmadinejad says about Osama bin Laden. Now, this was apparently a sarcastic quip that came during an interview with ABC News, infamous interviewer George Stapanoyanus. Yeah, he was interviewing Ahmadinejad, which is unfortunate because Ahmadinejad was actually in the United States, which is a shame. And anyway, there's a new documentary that says that bin Laden has been living comfortably in Tehran, Iran, for many, many years. And Mahmoud says that that's not true. In fact, there's just as good a chance he's holed up in D.C. And, well, let's just face it, folks. The character of the people in Tehran are certainly better than those in D.C. But I don't think Osama would be tolerated in D.C., even among the snakes there in that swamp land. Now, if you've listened to my show, by the way, you can find me every week over at theweeklyworldview.com. On the internet, unconstrained by the traditional bounds of the broadcast media, we go worldwide to a worldwide audience. You can find me there every week at theweeklyworldview.com. And if you've been listening, you know my opinion that Osama bin Laden has been dead for quite some time. If he wasn't dead, where's the video? If he was in Iran, I'm sure they'd set him up with some video equipment. Anyways, so there's the big news of the day. If you have some big news you want to share, give us a call. 1-800-836-9278. That's the number to call. It's 1-800-8-ENYART. 1-800-836-9278. I like the way Greg Jackson says the phone number. See, he's a real professional. People don't pick up on that, but that's one of the signs of a true professional. He says 1-800-8-ENYART. That's 1-800-8-36-9278. 1-800-8-36-9278. I like that. Anyway, well, we really thank Greg for sitting in the past couple of days, coming in and lending his tremendous talents to the broadcast and trying to help keep Bob Enyart on the air. Bob is, as I said, he's off on a mission for personhood. And, well, the show is in dire straits. Could go off the air at any minute. There's a man sitting next to me with a shotgun right now. We could go off the air any moment. It could be all over here in the studios if you don't help, because support for this program comes from you, the listener. So do your part. Pony up. Don't be a slacker. Don't be a parasite. If you enjoy the program, call us up. Send us a donation. We need your help. And we're not just saying that. We're in desperate financial condition as the Obama recovery continues. So give us a call. 1-800-836-9278. That's 1-800-836-9278. All right, now let's move on to even more important news of the day. Well, this isn't news. This is just an observation I'm going to make. And I know there are people in the audience who don't believe in luck. It's a pagan concept. And okay, I understand all that. But I don't know any other way to say this, so please bear with me. Barry Ho is one of the luckiest politicians in the history of politics. I'm sorry, did I say Barry Ho? I'm not supposed to say that on Bob's show. What does Bob call Barack? Does he have a pet name for Barack? Barack Hussein Obama. Let's just say the president, our current president, is one, just one of the luckiest people in the history of the planet. There was a story off the wire this morning from the Associated Press. The latest satellite images of the giant oil slick off the Gulf of Mexico indicate that the slick has shrunk in the last week. So do you remember Barack and his administration and all of the idiots up there in Washington were busy... Well, I'm not going to say that. It's a family show. They were busy doing other things when there was an explosion in an oil rig. And by the way, 11 people died. Now, that's a tragedy. 11 men died on that rig out in the Gulf of Mexico. Haven't heard much said about those 11, but I have heard an awful lot of concern for wildlife and ducks and geese and birds. And I like ducks and geese and birds as much as the next guy. And I can appreciate the fact that there are fishermen along the Gulf who are concerned about their living. But 11 men died. Okay, so could we stop for just a moment and remember the tragedy for the families of those 11 oil rig workers? I mean, that's a tragedy. But on to Barry Ho's luck. Barack Hussein Obama's luck. I apologize once again. Barack doesn't pay any attention to the disaster, right? He's not paying attention. He's not even going to go down there. But as soon as somebody mentions that this could be Obama's Katrina, not only does he pull off a visit to the Gulf Coast, but the oil slick literally turns to the east and never washes up on shore. Talk about one. So now it doesn't matter. It can't be his Katrina because he got there before the oil actually landed on the beach. Just through pure dumb luck. And you remember the underwear bomber? You remember the underwear bomber over Detroit on Christmas? We all remember that. How lucky are we that he's a completely inept terrorist? And now we've got the Times Square bomber who can't figure out how to put his bomb together or set the timer properly or something. He's just inept. So Barry Ho, the luckiest politician in the history of politics. We've got the terrorists who can't seem to pull it off under Barry's watch, and an oil slick that can't seem to find its way to land to embarrass him politically. By the way, according to these satellite images on the oil slick, the apparent shrinkage has come about because some of the oil that had been visible at the surface has been mixed into the water as strong winds have kicked up waves. It's not clear, according to the Associated Press, when any sizable amount of oil will actually reach land. It's so funny because the Republican conservative, allegedly conservative talk show hosts, they have been begging for days for oil to wash up on the Gulf Coast day after day. Sean Hannity probably has someone down there monitoring it right now so that when the first drop of oil hits land, Sean Hannity can go on the air and declare that this is Barack Obama's Katrina. But it's just not happening. The weather is not participating in the oil slick. Unless there's a major hurricane, the oil slick could actually be consumed by the ocean and be of virtually no effect. We'll have to wait and see. Prevailing winds. Prevailing winds will dictate what will happen there. All right, so the fortunes of Barack Obama remain relatively unscathed, despite his gross incompetence and the fact that he's not paying attention. Now let's move on to New York. Speaking of New York, Mayor Michael Bloomberg, who I'm convinced is some sort of alien being, he is the mayor of New York. He has declared, quote, New York City will not tolerate any bias, especially as that applies to a potential backlash against Muslim New Yorkers, unquote. That's Mayor Michael Bloomberg. It's hard to say Mayor Michael Bloomberg. Mayor Michael Bloomberg. That's a test for radio talk show hosts before you go on the air. Exercise. Say Mayor Michael Bloomberg. Mayor Michael Bloomberg. Mayor Michael Bloomberg. If you can do that 3 times in a row, you could be qualified to come in and guest host Bob Enyart Live as he is off on a mission for personhood here in Colorado. You can come in and sit in, but we're going to have to, that would be our litmus test, so to speak. All right. So Mayor Bloomberg, after he and the feds and everyone else involved in Homeland Security allowed this Pakistani native, now a naturalized American citizen. We've been reminded incessantly that he is a citizen. Yes, we know he's a citizen. Anyway, so Michael Bloomberg, instead of resigning in shame for such a massive failure as to allow a bomb to be planted in Times Square, Is anybody watching Times Square? Has anyone thought that maybe the terrorists would want to hit Times Square? I mean, I'm no professional. I'm not, who's the guy from 24? Jack somebody. I'm not the guy from 24, but even if I was writing up policy on protecting the homeland, one of the primary places I would be keeping my eye on would be Times Square. I mean, it's Times Square, for crying out loud. But Michael Bloomberg does not resign in shame and is not driven from the state on a rail. He is standing up for Muslims in New York. He says there are a few bad apples in any group. Wasn't it Bloomberg who came out the first day and said it could have been like a white guy who was upset about healthcare reform? Yeah, that was Bloomberg. Anyway, so nobody gets fired anymore. Nobody resigns. Nobody has any shame anymore. Michael Bloomberg, do you have no shame? Just get out. You're incompetent. You allowed them into Times Square. How big is Times Square? How hard could it be for the government of New York to protect Times Square? It's tiny. I've been there. I mean, you could throw a baseball across the whole thing. It's unbelievable. Anyway, what else do we have from New York? Mayor Bloomberg says he is on his way to Washington to make a case for additional Homeland Security money. That's right. Bloomberg says that New York is a symbol of America where terrorists come, and we need to have Homeland Security funds. Now, why didn't you just stop at security, Mr. Bloomberg? You're the mayor. You're supposed to provide security. But no, he's following the long-held tradition of big city mayors, and he's going to Washington with his hand out to get not security, but funds. He needs funds. He said that this failed terrorist attack has proven the need for more funds. Mayor Bloomberg, what you need is more ex-Marine hot dog vendors in Times Square. That seems to get the job done better than all the federal money that's been poured into your pathetic state. All right. That's right. The hot dog vendor. Have you heard the story? Has anyone here in the studio audience been paying attention to the news? No. A terrorist tried to bomb Times Square. Just so you know. I want to let you know that. Anyway, a hot dog vendor tipped off the police. Ex-Marine hot dog vendor. Yeah. So maybe if Bloomberg gets more money from Washington. But from what I understand, hot dog vendors are free. You don't have to recruit them or train them or anything. In fact, if you give them a hot dog stand and a chance to make a few bucks, they'll flock to Times Square. It'll be an impregnable fortress of ex-Marine hot dog vendors. I'm willing to sign up. Let me know how much I could expect to make, and I may volunteer. All right, now, we've been fooling around long enough. Let's get to some serious news. I want to talk about personhood. As I said, Bob Enyart is working on a mission toward personhood victory here in Colorado. And the adversaries arrayed against him are considerable. Here's a story from the Colorado Independent from this very day. The coalition, according to the Colorado Independent, the coalition assembled to fight Colorado's anti-abortion personhood initiative has regrouped. That's right. The group has reformed, and you'll remember, they're the Protect Families, Protect Choices. Remember them? The PFPC. Now, there are some letters that you could have a lot of fun with thinking up what that's an acronym for, the PFPC. I have a few in mind, but it's a family show, so I'm just going to move on, and we're not going to discuss the PFPC and all the fun we could have with that. The Colorado Independent, which is a liberal rag, reminds us that the last time the two groups faced off, that's Personhood USA versus the PFPC, last time the two groups faced off, PFPC prevailed. 73% of Colorado voters oppose the initiative. So do you remember that? So PFPC, they think PFPC prevailed. And I'm going to come back to that with the next story because I don't want to... I want to get this in. The author of this Colorado Independent story, who I was not able to find out who the author was. But the author says, the 2008 Colorado Personhood Initiative would have granted fertilized human eggs the full spectrum of legal rights in the state. Dear author, there is no such thing as a fertilized human egg. There is no such thing. But you did spell spectrum properly, so we know you're not a complete idiot. You must have an agenda. Anyway, the new amendment is Amendment 62. Vote yes on 62. It's the right thing to do. According to some spokes hack for Planned Parenthood of the Rocky Mountains, a spokes hack for Planned Parenthood says that Amendment 62 would, quote, insert the government into the personal private health care decisions that women and their families make every single day. That's according to Leslie Durgan, PFPC indeed. She's the senior vice president of Planned Parenthood of the Rocky Mountains, which makes a large portion of its income and revenue killing babies. So do you think she has a dog in this fight? Could it be that Leslie Durgan is biased because she's in the business of charging women money to kill their children? Well, you'd never know that reading the Colorado Independent story, that Leslie might be biased. Anyway, she says, this inserts the government into decisions that women and their families make every single day. You see, Leslie Durgan, PFPC, she likes killing babies every single day. Planned Parenthood is for killing babies every single day. A day without killing a baby is a day without sunshine to the PFPC. Now let's move on to RH Reality Check. That's reproductivehealthrealitycheck.org. Go to their website. In fact, when they come up on Google, if you search abortion, they come up on Google, they and Planned Parenthood, through paid ads. I always check those ads out. Always click through on those just to see what they're up to. And I encourage you to do the same because there's so much good information you can glean by clicking through those paid ads on Google. All you have to do is search abortion or abortion services, and there will be a number of paid ads that you can click through and get lots of very good information. So I encourage you to click through as often as you can to learn as much as you can because information is power. Now let's move on to RH Reality Check. Personhood, their headline screams, Personhood defeated in Missouri. So here's the news. A move to define a fertilized egg as a person in the state of Missouri was dealt a blow as anti-abortion activists failed to get enough signatures to put the issue on the ballot. This is according to Planned Parenthood affiliates in Missouri. The measure, according to RH Reality Check, attempted to redefine person in such a way that may force the government to ban many common life-saving medical treatments. So, some bad news here, right? I mean, this isn't great news. Missouri, Personhood Missouri, they failed to get it on the ballot. Last week, Personhood out in California, the California Human Life Initiative, failed to get enough signatures to get on the ballot. But listen to what RH Reality Check says. Now, that's bad news, right? We're not celebrating. We're not popping champagne corks, right? But do you think the abolitionist movement started in 1860 and that the proclamation was signed just a few years later? The Emancipation Proclamation? Do you think it started in 1860 and just a couple years later, Abraham Lincoln freed the slaves? You know, the abolitionist movement was active in the United States of America more than 100 years before any slave was freed. So don't lose heart. No war has ever been won without losing a battle or two. And we often learn the most when we lose a battle. And what's important to the impersonhood movement, whether it be in California or in Missouri, or it's in Colorado or in Mississippi or in Montana, is that we are building an infrastructure toward ultimate victory. To have your eyes on a short-term prize of winning the next election or getting on the next getting on the ballot in the next election cycle, it's a laudable goal. But don't let it break your heart when it doesn't work every time. This is a generational battle. You know that my generation has been dehumanized for my entire life. Abortion has been legal. What's been done to us over a generation, what's been inculcated into our society over a generation, it may take us a generation to undo it. And we're in it for the long haul. We're building the infrastructure. I want to encourage personhood advocates in California and Missouri, don't lose faith, and most importantly, don't lose the phone numbers and the emails and the addresses of all those people who want it on the ballot, because it can be done. You can do it again. The next election is only 2 years away, so the infrastructure is being built. But now I've lost my train of thought here. I apologize. That's not very professional as a radio host. Get back into professional radio host mindset. Mayor Michael Bloomberg. Mayor Michael Bloomberg. Mayor Michael Bloomberg. Okay. Now I feel like a professional radio host again. RH Reality Check warns that personhood initiatives may force the government to ban many common life-saving medical treatments. That's scary, isn't it? We certainly wouldn't want the government to ban life-saving medical treatments, would we? I don't want the government to ban life-saving. Here's what they are. Commonly used forms of birth control, which RH Reality Check reminds us are used by 95% of women at some time in their lifetime. So what they're admitting is that 95% of women are consuming abortifacients in their so-called birth control pills. Their so-called birth control pills prevent the implantation of a tiny human person in the uterus and cause that tiny human person to be killed. They also say that personhood initiatives would ban abortion in cases of rape, incest, or when a woman's life is in danger. And that is absolutely true. I agree with them 100% on that. No one is allowed to kill another person because of a rape or a case of incest. And never is a woman's life in danger to the point where it's necessary to kill the baby. Now, sometimes it's necessary to remove the baby. And unfortunately, modern medical technology does not yet allow us to save every one of those babies removed. But if we change the culture, I predict that someday soon we will. We'll be able to remove a zygote at 3 or 5 cells or whatever and bring it to full term in a like a Jetsons little thing. Who knows? We'll be able to do it, but we need to change the culture. Now, they also say that personhood initiatives would ban treatment for cancer, life-threatening cancer. If a woman is pregnant, she wouldn't be able to get treated for her life-threatening cancer. Now, that's a pretty scary argument, isn't it? I mean, that's one that makes you sit back and think, well, gee, if we declare that that unborn child is a person, and then the mother gets cancer and the doctor says, we want to give you chemo, but it's going to kill the baby. But if you don't have chemo, you're going to die. Well, that's a tough one, huh? That's a really tough one. That's one of Planned Parenthood's favorite straw men to throw up. And what we're talking about here is not denying women the opportunity for life-saving chemotherapy. What we're doing is impressing upon that woman that there is another person involved in this decision. There's another person involved in this decision. It's not just about you. Yes, you can have your chemotherapy and you can save your life. But we want you to know that there's another person involved in this decision. This is about changing the culture. This is about changing the me first culture. What do we call someone who risks their life for another person? What do we call that? We call that a hero. Someone who risks their life for another person. Someone who would lay down their life for another person. What do we call that? We call that a hero. We want to give people the opportunity to think about others before themselves. In order to do that, we need to change the culture. I don't want to sentence any woman to die a horrible death related to cancer. Don't want to do that. I do want to give every person an opportunity to be a hero, to take a risk for someone else, to understand that it's not just about you, and to understand that this life is not all it's about. This is the opening act. And what you do in this life has eternal repercussions. It's not just about you. Are you a hero? Or are you just completely self-obsessed and self-absorbed and selfish? And do you not understand that this physical life is merely an opening act for all of eternity? And just consider that before you make your decision. And in introducing a person to these concepts, you introduce a person to the creator of the universe, to the living God, and to our only hope for salvation, Jesus Christ. So, Planned Parenthood, feel free to throw up the straw men. And feel free to be conceited and feel like you can win an argument with ignorant Christians. Feel free, I welcome them. I welcome them as an opportunity to preach the good news, the gospel of Jesus Christ. The fact that you are only here, your life, the Bible says, is like a vapor of smoke. It's here today and gone tomorrow. But your soul will dwell for eternity somewhere. So just think about that. All right, we're just about out of time. So am I allowed to talk about the mission Bob is on for personhood? Bob is working on a number of tactical tools, that will help us achieve victory here in Colorado in the personhood initiative. Oh, let me close with this. A couple of states, it didn't happen. Colorado, you are something special. You are blessed. Colorado, you have been called to the front, to the forefront of this battle. And Colorado, you have answered the call above and beyond what others have done. And Mississippi, congratulations to you as well. We'll keep building in the other states. Bob Enyart's putting together some tools that'll make it possible in all 50 states. I'll be sitting in again tomorrow. Please tune in. Go to KGOV to listen to the archives. And check out MaranathaChristianCenter.com, the best Christian school in Colorado.